Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you.
We have been discussing some of the very important teenage issues in previous sessions. And today we're going to discuss a very important topic, that is understanding and addressing teenage mental health issues, because that's a stage when a child goes through a lot of development. There are hormonal changes, there is stress, there is anxiety, there's also depression, and there are so many things. They want to be isolated, but here parents have got a great role to do. And what is that? Professor Salman Nakavi will help us. Yes, Professor.
Yes, thank you very much. So we need to understand the basic issue. Basically, as much as we need to be concerned about the physical health of our children, and when our children become ill, or they become physically injured, or they're afflicted with a disease, or there's an illness, we immediately take them to the doctor,
right,
for treatment. And of course, we always say that prevention is better than cure. So in that sense also, we always try to maintain an environment in the home which is clean, which is hygienic. So we need to, the water we drink, the things we eat, we need to take care that they're cooked properly, for example, when you eat fruit, you wash it properly, vegetables, you wash them properly, just to, you know, make them safe for eating.
Right.
Because you're concerned for the physical health of your children, of yourself.
Right.
So you try to use fresh fruits, fresh food, meat, everything. Unfortunately, nowadays we're so used to frozen foods, which we forget that maybe it's not very good for our health. But
right.
Still, we are concerned about physical health, and we do try to take measures to prevent injuries to our physical health. But unfortunately, we do not take care. We do not become so much concerned as we should be regarding mental health.
Right.
And mental health is much more important than physical health in the sense, yes, of course, physical health is important. If without it, your mental faculties may be very good, but you cannot employ them properly.
Right.
But still, if you are physically good, but your mental health is not good, then you have a problem. Then the physical body is not going to support you in those any good activity. It
Right.
is capable of doing so. It's like, for example, you have a good car. It's a modern car, but you don't have the proper fuel to run it. So the mental health is a very serious situation, whether it's mental health. It has two facets to it. One is the proper thinking. Secondly, is the feelings and the emotions.
Right.
So we need to talk about both aspects. Thinking, if we are not, if our children have problems in thinking properly, if they have problems in analyzing things, if they have problems in getting to the truth of the matter, being
right.
creative, being able to evaluate. So those mental issues, those mental faculties, those mental capabilities, if they are problematic, they have problems, you need to solve those problems.
Right. Professor will be discussing more about this important issue with you after a short break. To listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we're talking about mental health issues in teenagers and how can parents help them. Well, Professor, how important is it for parents to educate themselves? How important is it for parents to educate themselves on mental health and common teenage issues?
Yes, it's very important. As we were mentioning that for physical health, we are concerned. And nowadays, there's ample information on the net about any ailment, whether it is physical or mental. So you just press what you want, you get the answer, you find the indicators, the signs and the symptoms of an ailment, whether it is mental or physical. So it's very easy to get something useful. The useful information on the net of various physical and mental issues.
Right.
So we need to be, updated about
updated
these.
Updated and educated on those issues.
How
important is it here for, like, there are some introvert parents. They have that introvert behavior, but they really care about their kids. They really are concerned about their teenagers. But as the teenagers suffer those mental issues, how important is it for such an introvert parent to keep the communication lines open?
So being an introvert is not necessarily a negative thing. It's not that extroverts are very, positive things and introverts are opposite to it. No, both inclinations are natural. So introverts have certain features or special characteristics which are better than those who are extroverts. So both have their downsides and both have their upsides. But the important thing is the parents should be able to number one and know what the problems and ailments are, and then be able to find the symptoms and know what the symptoms of the problem are, so they can diagnose the problem and then take it, the proper remedy and the proper steps. For example, in physical issues, so it's very clear, for example, your child is coughing, your child has a fever or is sneezing or whatever, so the symptoms are quite clear.
Right.
Or if there's an injury, it's obvious. But mental issues, as I was saying, there are two aspects to this. One aspect of mental health is thinking properly, and the second is the feelings and emotions which are there. And these are the issues regarding stress, anxiety, depression, and many of these situations and conditions, as you said, they're not visible. So you
right.
need to look for the signs. You need to look for the
symptoms,
and you need to know what the symptoms are. So we need to we have been discussing some of the symptoms of anxiety and depression or whatever. And even sometimes a person who becomes so depressed, unfortunately, may lead to suicide, or a person would lead to self-injury or whatever. So we need to understand those situations. Sometimes they are conditions which come and go. They're not continuous. And sometimes there are conditions which are permanent, and they are permanent disorders which are there in as human beings in our children.
Right. And parents really need to look forward over those issues and help their teens to
compulsive disorder
to overcome
or various disorders are there,
right,
which need to be taken care of.
Exactly, which needs to be overlooked by parents and help their children to overcome those issues. We'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Naqvi, and we're discussing some of the very important points regarding the mental health issues of teenagers, which parents need to be considering while dealing with their teenagers. Well, Professor, there's one thing. Sometimes some of the parents, unfortunately, when they Allah gives them a child, they feel like it's their authority, and now everything is in their control. Whatever they like, whatever they choose, whatever they want for that child, that's only a thing that's important. And as these teens develop, they face with such parents a judgmental environment, an unsupportive environment. How does this impact their mental health?
So such a child basically is being sometimes pampered, or on one extreme, the other extreme is he's being completely, you know, overlooked. And there's no concern about him. He's left on his own to do whatever he likes. And so both situations are extreme situations. Over pampering too much, taking care of each and everything for the child will not allow him to develop into an independent adult. A person who can make the proper decisions at the proper time, in the proper way, and implement those. On the other hand, if a person is left on his own to develop as he likes, there are many children who grow up in the streets. They grow up in the outside.
On the footpaths, like in India.
I mean, the parents are not at all concerned, or
right,
they can't be concerned. There are so many nowadays people, the poor people. Unfortunately, the poor people have so many kids.
Yeah.
The rich people go for lesser kids, whereas they can afford more kids.
More.
And where the poor people, they unfortunately have quite a lot of kids, and they don't have the resources to manage them, and they don't give the time to manage them. So unfortunately, the situation becomes, you know, out of control. So many, many people who are even not poor, they're of a middle level of society, they're working day and night to just make their ends meet regarding financial resources.
Right.
When is there time for them to give to their children? So they don't have the time for their children.
Right.
So the children are left on their own, and they're playing in the streets and growing up in the streets, and the parents are not concerned with what's happening. So both situations are problematic.
Right.
We need to take a middle path. We need to manage our time with the children, give them time, but teach them how to swim, not to make them swim teach them to learn
the skill of swimming.
The skills. As they say, teach them how to fish. Don't
right.
catch the fish for them.
Wow.
So that is important, that we need to teach our children how to do things.
Right.
Not to do them for them.
Right. Well, that was really very helpful information that you could have shared with us on the mental health of teenagers. And parents, please be supportive. Please be non-judgmental while you're dealing with your teens. And be patient, basically, and understanding as well. And identify the warning signs that your teen may be struggling with their mental health. And as the professor said, stay informed on mental health issues, and you can actually involve your teen in decision making related issues, and also actually engage them in physical activity so that they can overcome their mental stress. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all.